the Tragically Hip. 38 years old on the Moose. Good morning. It's 8:42. What's that old saying, ask and you shall receive? Well, this morning in studio, live with me right now, is Amanda Ricard from the Warm Belly Soup Kitchen, who I know a lot of people have talked to and met over the years. And she kept calling because, and she came by because I had a question about it. And I got this list emailed to me. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Dennis.
And my name is on it. Can you explain a little bit about this list and why my name is on it?
Good morning, Dennis. You have been nominated for the Get Decorated Challenge being held this Sunday at the local Tim Hortons. People have actually asked if they can donate to decorate you.
Okay, so how does this contest work?
Basically, you were nominated, and I'm coming in today to find out if you accept the nomination.
Sure, I think. Might be a loaded question.
And you're going to join myself and Rick from the Kapuskasing Food Bank as we fundraise for the 2023 Smile Campaign, as we're the recipients this year, and we needed to get the best of the best community members out to help us raise those funds.
And we've got Donna Todd, Guy Borgway, we've got Gilbert Peters, Mireille Dubusque on here, a lot of teachers and principals. We've got Bruce Newton, who's a town councilor, Kelly Krabby from the Tourism and Special Events Coordinator. So what's going to happen on Sunday morning when people get there? How do they decorate someone that they've nominated?
We're going to release a schedule, and on that schedule will be four people per group. And you come when your person that you want to decorate is on that schedule, and you'll pay a donation of $5, $10, or $20, and you'll get decorations according to that donation that you'll be able to put on top of your chosen participant.
Now, this could get a little messy.
It's absolutely going to get messy.
I look at this list and they say, well, sprinkles aren't real messy. Can't do much with that.
That's right.
However, there is what they have, $10 for icing or whipped cream.
Ugh. Absolutely. You can't dress like a cookie if you don't have icing.
And $20 for strawberry or chocolate or caramel sauce. Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a lot of fun. I foresee a lot of funds being raised for our campaign this year. And I just want to thank the community for coming together to ensure that this is going to be an incredibly successful event.
Where did this idea come about?
One of our volunteers actually approached me with this idea, and we just ran with it.
And has it taken off? Have you gotten, what's been the support like? What's been the word about it as it's grown?
I didn't get a lot of no's.
Wow.
So I did really good. I'm really happy with the response of the community that wanted to take part to help us with this.
And then, of course, again, Smile Cookie Campaigns coming up May 1st to May 7th. Real quickly talk about that.
Yes, May 1st to 7th. We have set a really big goal this year to help support the kitchen and the food bank. As everybody knows, things are very hard. And we just hope to raise funds so we can continue doing what we're doing.
Amanda, thank you for joining me this morning. Go in the On the Spot Live Radio. We appreciate it, as always. And best of luck with the Smile Cookie Campaign. And yes, I accept. I'll be there Sunday morning. I'm not sure what I'm getting myself into. But come and find out, friends, at Tim Hortons Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, Amanda, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Dennis, for having me this morning.
Putting Kapuskasing first.